This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Monday. And we're going to talk about looting the treasury on the way out. That, of course, is going to be one of Biden's legacies. We're going to talk about what it meant for native-born Americans, Biden's mental health decline, email roundup, give you a little heads up on the cold. But here's the order of this hour. I'm just going to let you know now. We're going to talk about the looting of the treasury, and that's going to lead us directly into how we should conduct ourselves now. We're all feeling unified and happy, and oh, I can feel the glow. But what do we do from here? That's important to discuss, because there are things we want to do or there are things we don't want to do. And from there, we'll move on to these other things. But remember, we talk about communists and the two things they do with power. I've said this over and over and over again. Communists do one of two things with power. They reward their friends and they punish their enemies. However you look at power, even if you wouldn't use it this way, and it's very hard to use it this way, ideally in your ideal world, you look up to a King Arthur type, even though he may be a fictional character. You look up to a King Arthur type. No, I just want to do what's best for the people. It's some kind of mythical leader. That's what you think about power, right? If I had power, you ever said anything to your friends or family members like this? If I had money, I would I'd give it all to charity. I'd give it to the homeless puppies. And have you said something like that? That's what we know should be done with power. It's part of what makes the story of Jesus. It's part of what makes the story of Jesus so ridiculous. Not ridiculous. I didn't mean that. Sorry, Jesus. I didn't mean that. So ridiculously awesome. God of the universe is going to come. Wait, just help people? And then die for them? It's a great story, right? It's the truth, but it's a great example of what to do with power. That's what we want done with power. But communists don't look at power like that. Power is just an opportunity to get more of it. That's it. You use it, and you use it to get more of it. And so when you get into office, you use every single minute, because you don't have some tug in your heart for your country. You use every single minute of your day to reward friends of yours and punish your enemies. And the rewarding friends thing is probably even worse than the punishing of the enemies, because they do it with our money. It's all our money. These people get into office and they just come up with different, new and different ways to stick their dirty commie fingers in the public treasury and pull out gobs of gold and hand it to their friends. And of course, a couple examples on the way out, courtesy of the Biden administration. Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm spends final days in office sending billions to her home state, defying the inspector general. This is from Free Beacon. Credit to them for this. I'll just read directly from the article. Listen to these people. Listen to what they do. This is how they do it. The Department of Energy, that's Granholm's department, is one of the final in one of its final actions under President Joe Biden, earmarked billions of dollars in green energy loans to utility companies based in Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm's home state of Michigan, defying the agency's inspector general, who called on the Biden administration to suspend the loan program amid conflict of interest. So we already had an inspector general saying, hey, you got to stop these green loans. Man, look at all this corruption. This looks bad. It's really bad. And the next sentence, you can go read the whole thing if you want the details, but the next sentence is just the cherry on top. Remember those two things communists do? Here's this next sentence. Some of Granholm's largest campaign benefactors during her Michigan gubernatorial campaign were among the companies receiving the hefty last-minute loan. On the way out the door, Jennifer Granholm, having torn through the energy sector of this country as fast as she could for the last 4 years, on her way out the door, stuck her hands in your wallet to grab your money and hand it to companies who supported her campaign in Michigan. Oh, it's not you leaked to her. That was, I don't even mean to just single her out. Biden's lame duck loan czar finalizes a $1.6 billion award to a green power company he invested in. The inspector general's also all over this one. Wait a minute. I don't think you can do that. Oh, they can do that. A truly, truly evil 4 years. Evil 4 years. And that brings me to this. What do we do about it? What should we do about it? Now, I realize you, me, we're limited with the actual prosecutorial. Hey, Chris, how about that word? We're limited with the prosecutorial power we have. Limited puts it mildly. We don't have any. I don't know about you. I can't put anyone on trial, but mindset-wise, what should we do now? Because I see so much of that. We need to unify. It's that we don't need to be like them. We got to unify. We can't be like them. Okay, so let's think about this. We have evil people who have done evil to us as soon as they got the opportunity to do so for 4 years. Every chance they got, they stole from us. They assaulted us. They arrested us. They attacked us. Remember Joe Biden's speech alone? Do you remember that speech? Maybe my biggest lasting memory from Joe Biden's presidency is Joe Biden, President of the United States of America. I've never seen this ever in my life, getting up and calling half the country the enemy.
But first, we must be honest with each other and with ourselves. Too much of what's happening in our country today is not normal. Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic.
What do we do now? They just use the Department of Justice as a political toy. How many January Sixers are currently listening to the sound of my voice from prison, hoping their pardons come down soon? We have the FBI working with the DOJ to entrap people in an assassination plot. Pro-lifers were hunted down like dogs after Roe versus Wade was overturned. School board parents were designated domestic terrorists. All this was done under the Biden administration and with the consent of the Biden administration. Do keep in mind, speaking of the January 6th political prisoners, one of the worst U.S. attorneys throwing them in prison, his name was Matthew Graves, and his wife, Fatima Goss Graves, it is public record, visited the White House more times than I can count. The wife of the man throwing Republicans in prison as fast as he could get his hands on them, she met with the Biden administration every 5 minutes. What do we do about that? Well, this is the part, I guess heavier part of the night, because it's been a great day, but this is the part that actually frightens me a little bit. Have you ever heard me say that on the air? But it does. It frightens me a little bit, and here's why it frightens me. If we don't get this part right, this critical period of time, now that the communists have lost their power, we have taken power back, if we don't get this period of time right as it pertains to dealing with the other side, then on a long enough timeline, we have already signed the end of the country. Let me repeat that again before I go into a detailed explanation of what I mean, of what I'm talking about. We just took back power. We have the House, we have the Senate, we have the presidency, we have state after state after state across the country, local jurisdiction after local jurisdiction. The communists could not control their demonic impulses. For 4 years, they committed crimes, act like the vile little animals they are, and the American people rose up and tossed them out of power. We now have power. It is not a permanent state of affairs. Don't ever think it is. After watching what they did for the last 4 years, we have a period, a small period of time to figure out what we're going to do about that. What are we going to do about what was just done to us? And if we don't get this part right, it will end the United States of America. No, not in 4 years or 2 years. I'm not saying that. But we will sign our own death warrant if we don't get this period of time right. I will explain that in more detail in a moment. Before I explain that, let me explain this. House, Senate, presidency, the money printing has not stopped. The spending has not stopped. It has not even slowed down. We are still spending like a country fighting World War II all over again, but we are still in peacetime. You know how this ends. I don't have to tell you how it ends. You already know. Disastrous. Fiscally, for the dollar, it ends disastrously. So how can a normal person protect themselves? Well, you can't fix the government, but you can make sure you've got some gold and silver. Not just physical, that's important, but as part of your retirement. Not your whole retirement. Don't go crazy. Get it as part of your retirement. Consider it an insurance policy for your retirement you busted your butt for. Goldco will handle it. They have over 6,000 five-star reviews for a reason. A-plus rated from the Better Business Bureau for a reason. They're the big boy for a reason. JesseLikesGold.com gets you a free kit. Go get that. JesseLikesGold.com. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday, a wonderful Monday. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. So let me clarify now and explain what I was talking about before, in case you're just now joining us. We have taken power back. The communist has lost power. He's evil. He committed evil acts, illegal acts during his 4 years. And now we have taken power back from him. And now we have a decision to make on what we do with that power, and the decision we make now could end the country if we don't get it right. So I'll do it this way. Let's just make it about the good old-fashioned bully analogy. I'm going to school. I'm a freshman in high school. I'm walking to school, and a bully starts to notice me as I walk by. And every single day he comes up, he socks me in the mouth, and he takes my lunch money out of my pocket. Next day, comes up, beats the crap out of me, takes the money out of my pocket. Next day, next day, next day, next day. Now, everybody, this is where we're going to have a percentage problem. Everybody listening, every single person wants that to stop, knows that should stop. It's got to stop. Okay, so how do we stop it? How do we prevent it from ever happening again? Because those are also two different things, aren't they? Because I could stop it. I could stop getting beaten up on the way to school if I catch a ride with a friend. Then I'm not walking. I'm on the bus. I'm not there. I'm not going to get on the bus. Maybe I get my mom to give me a ride. Dad wouldn't. Maybe I don't know, catch a Greyhound. Maybe I go an alternate way to school. I could stop it those ways. But that doesn't really solve the problem, and it most definitely doesn't prevent it from ever happening again. Then he just sees me on a Friday night hanging out at a party, and he comes and beats me up and takes all my money. Okay, so how do we stop it? How do we prevent it from ever happening again? First, let's understand this first and foremost. The only thing that stops it is him feeling pain in some way. As a parent, last thing in the world we ever want is our kids getting laughed at, picked on. Every single one has had their child come home after a hard day of school friends, bullies, whatever, mocking them. And every parent knows that feeling where you just want to go murder everybody because your baby was just assaulted or hurt. Or every parent knows that feeling. I know you know that feeling if you have a child. But the truth is, no matter how many anti-bullying programs they come out with, the only way to stop a bully is to make him feel pain, you personally. Not calling mommy, not the principal. You ball up your fist and you smash him in the face as hard as you freaking can, because unless he feels pain, then you are not going to incentivize him to stop his behavior. And then the question is, where do we go from there? You don't want to go too far. I would argue in that situation, I'm getting beat up and having my lunch money taken. Hopefully you would agree it needs to stop. If you're on the right side of this issue, you agree I need to sock him in the mouth. If you're taking this way too far, I need to follow him home and burn his house down while he sleeps in bed at night. That would obviously be too far, not proportional, right? Well, that's what we're dealing with right now with Democrats in this country. I'm not talking about every Democrat, of course not. That's insane. But the Democrats in positions of power, from district attorneys to presidents, their family members, from bureaucrats in the FBI, CIA, most definitely the DOJ, NSA, EPA, and many, many others, they have committed criminal acts, evil acts, with the positions of power they have been given. What do we do now? And what I'm going to try to drive home here, and then I'm going to move on, is we must send people to prison. Not for being Democrats, no mass arrests. We're not going to do that. That's way too far. Going too far can end a country too, because then they do it as well. If we go too far with our retribution, it'll end the country. But if we don't go far enough, it'll also end the country. Because the next time a Democrat takes office, and they will, you don't want to think about that day, especially not today. I don't want to think about that day, but I promise you, 4 years, 8 years, 12 years, 16 years. I don't know, but at some point in time, a Democrat is going to go walking through the front door of the Oval Office again, and it's going to be their office. If we don't go far enough to hold to account the people who in positions of power who have abused those positions of power, then the next time they get in office, they will do as bad or worse. If the people who committed criminal acts under the Biden administration are not sent to prison, then the next administration will commit the same acts or the worst acts, because they will look back at what happened to the Biden people and they won't have any fear. And the only thing the communist understands is fear and pain. That's all. He's not going to wake up today, look at himself in the mirror, and say, well, you know what? Maybe I did take that tranny stuff too far. He doesn't work that way. It doesn't operate like that. The communist is not going to wake up today, look in the mirror, and say, you know, I guess maybe opening up the border wasn't good. I guess that kind of was, it was kind of yucky. I mean, there were a lot of rapists and murderers and stuff. You know, we did screw up there. His mind doesn't work that way. Unless you make him feel fear or pain, he will continue to do worse. He will. This period of time now matters a lot. Let's hope we use it wisely. Let's do some emails, shall we? Before we do those, let's talk about saving a baby's life. Remember what they did after Roe versus Wade was overturned? Like a bunch of savages, they dug up an old law and threw a federal hissy fit and went around arresting and imprisoning pro-life activists just because they were mad about Roe versus Wade. That's how evil these people are we're dealing with. Preborn through it all. Roe versus Wade or no Roe versus Wade, they've been saving lives by giving the gift of ultrasound to a young woman who's about to abort her baby. You want to help them do that? $28 buys that ultrasound. It's easy. You just go online, preborn.com/Jesse, and you save a baby's life tonight. What a nice way to start the next 4 years, by saving someone's life. Preborn.com/Jesse. sponsored by Preborn. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Monday. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can download it iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. You can leave us a voicemail, 877-377-4373.
But I felt then and believe even more so now that my life was saved for a reason. I was saved by God to make America great again.
Gosh, that was great. And it was great to see him come out there today with some stuff that people consider to be out there or that's this is crazy talk. I told you that Gulf of Mexico talk, the Greenland talk, that kind of talk. I told you that Donald Trump is dead serious about that for two reasons. One, it's a starting position for negotiations. Everything becomes a starting position for negotiations. You take the most extreme starting position so you can end up better off after you're done. That's one. Two, Donald Trump intends to do big things with his next 4 years. He is not trying to do what actually most of them try to do. Keep it fairly safe. Just try to keep it between the ditches. Get your 4 years done. Get your presidential library. He's already talking about building an Iron Dome like you people have over in California. He's talking about renaming mountains, renaming the Gulf of Mexico, taking back the Panama Canal.
A short time from now, we are going to be changing the name of the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America, and we will restore the name of a great president, William McKinley, to Mount McKinley, where it should be and where it belongs.
He wasn't kidding about Panama Canal.
The purpose of our deal and the spirit of our treaty has been totally violated. American ships are being severely overcharged and not treated fairly in any way, shape, or form. And that includes the United States Navy. And above all, China is operating the Panama Canal. And we didn't give it to China. We gave it to Panama. And we're taking it back.
The president, PM, I don't even know what he is, of Panama, came out today, made another statement. We're not giving it back. I don't know. We'll see where this goes. Jesse, Biden pardoned Fauci. Believe it or not, I'm thrilled because it sends a message to the rest of the world that Fauci is guilty like Hunter. Yeah, I mean, remember this? This little flashback. McCormick was grilling Fauci about all the evil crap he's done.
He believed an institutional should make it hard for people to live their lives so they'd feel pressured to get vaccinated. Could we run the audio clip on that, please?
You think can be done about it? I have to say that I don't see a big solution other than some sort of mandatory vaccination. I know federal officials don't like to use that term.
Once people feel empowered and protected legally, you are going to have schools, universities, and colleges are going to say, you want to come to this college, buddy? You're going to get vaccinated. Lady, you're going to get vaccinated.
Yeah.
Big corporations like Amazon and Facebook and all of those others are going to say, you want to work for us? You get vaccinated. And it's been proven that when you make it difficult for people in their lives, they lose their ideological and they get vaccinated.
Joe Biden gave him a preemptive pardon today. I'm grateful for it, not just because now everybody knows Fauci's a criminal. I'm grateful for it because I never thought Republicans were going to have the stones to imprison him anyway, one. And two, now the normies know, too. Today, those pardons Biden handed out, his own family members, 15 minutes before he left office, and he hands out those pardons so he won't have to answer questions. It stopped Norm and Norma from being able to lie to themselves anymore about the state of politics in this country. And the state of politics in this country is the GOP is stupid and weak and oftentimes useless. The Democrat Party is flat out demonic. They are. Just straight up evil stuff. Trying the best they can to trash this country. Let's do some emails. Clay Travis, ghost story. Ask your buddy Clay about this. Not one, but two in-person ghost stories. Chris, reach out. It's time to get Clay on the show. I did not know Clay had ghost stories. Let's hear Clay give his own version of these. I'll let him talk. What, Chris? We're going to let him talk. I want to hear what Clay has to say. Apparently, he has in-person ghost stories, and we're going to approach this with an open mind, gentlemen, an open mind. Chris, I don't like that look on your face. I can already see you're biased against him. This is a friendly environment. We're going to let Clay step up and make his claim. The guy also says, can you give a shout-out to my two boys, both in the Marines? The oldest is 31 with 1-8, and the other is an ITB. I'm hoping he becomes an 11. That's greatness. Got a couple grunts is what he's got. What, Chris? Sorry, Chris. I should have explained that to people like Chris. One of them is already in the infantry. He's in 1st Battalion, 8th Marines. The other one he hopes is going to make his way into becoming an 11 means an 03. Okay, sorry. It's all right. I'm glad you said something, Chris. You have an MOS in the military. Military Occupational Specialty, I believe is what it stands for. I never know. We just called it MOS. They have numbers. So you tell someone your number. I don't know all the numbers for the different jobs. I don't know any of that. In the Marines, you sign up. When you sign up to be in the infantry, your number is going to start with 03. 03. And when I was joining, it may be different now, you couldn't pick a specialty from there because they have a bunch of different specialties from there. You might be an 03-11. That's a basic rifleman, a basic infantry rifleman. You might be what I was. They made me an 03-41, a mortarman. So you're a rifleman, but you also have a mortar, a heavy mortar you carry on, drop mortar. You might be an 03-31 where you're a heavy machine gunner or machine gunner. That's self-explanatory. 03-51, assaultman, you deal with anti-tank weapons and C4, explosives, things like that. But if you are anywhere in the 03s, the 03s, you are considered infantry. You are considered a grunt, and grunts get really uppity about being grunts. And anyone who's not a grunt is actually given a label, pogue, person other than grunt. It's very rarely used in a complimentary fashion. That's a Marine who wants his kids to go be grunts. Did that explain it, Chris? Sorry, I realized that. Jesse, I'm a longtime listener. Thanks for keeping my work commute engaging. My question is, what's the best way to counter the audacity the other side wields? How does one shame people who have nothing to hide? Well, you counter their audacity with yours. We've missed this for so long. Now, we are changing this, so you should feel good. This is changing. But for so long, we have had this mentality on the right of when they get really loud, we get quiet. Maybe we roll our eyes. Maybe we'll tell our friends, man, look how embarrassing they're being. Gosh, you see Aunt Peggy screaming at Thanksgiving dinner, talking about how great it is that the illegal immigration is. Gosh, she's being so stupid, isn't she? Isn't she being stupid? Hey, let's go to the other room so we don't have to be around her. That's how the right has been forever. The right is finally waking up to the fact that the silent majority means nothing. You better start getting loud and you better start pushing back or these communist demons will tear through your entire daggone country while you're being the silent majority. So the next time liberal Aunt Peggy starts running her fat mouth at Thanksgiving about how great illegal immigration is, no, you speak up and you put her in check right there in front of everybody. She wanted to get it on then? Then let's get it on then. You counter audacity with yours. The light shines in the darkness. Remember that. Always remember that. Now, let's talk about Pure Talk. Speaking of light shining in the friggin' darkness, the cell phone world, mobile phone world, is, for our cause, is not good. It is not good at all. If you are doubting that, just wait till Pride Month rolls around again. Should be any day now. I don't know. It seems like every month is Pride Month. Look what your cell phone company does. Go look at the charitable giving of Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile, and just know that that's your money. You send them that money. But we don't have to do that anymore. We can switch to Pure Talk. We can get potentially a free phone out of the thing. You realize right now with a qualifying plan of just $45 a month, you can get a free Samsung Galaxy phone from Pure Talk. They're giving out free phones without contracts, for Pete's sake. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. Claim your free phone. #250, say Jesse Kelly. I see that phone. I know you're looking at it. All busted and cracked. Get a new one. Go switch to Pure Talk today. We'll be back.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show on a magnificent Monday. Looking forward to a magnificent Tuesday. You can email the show, Jesse, at jessekellyshow.com. Okay, so Jewish producer Chris and Corey put together a nice little montage, I guess we could call it, kind of Joe Biden's finest moments. But before we play that, I wanted to play for you. This is a little long, but I wanted to play this for you again. This revelation from Mike Johnson. Mike Johnson, he's sitting down, he's doing an interview, and Mike Johnson announces publicly, almost sounded like accident, that Joe Biden never even knew what he was signing.
Real quickly, Mr. President, can I ask you a question? I cannot answer this from my constituents in Louisiana. Sir, why did you pause LNG exports to Europe? Like, I don't understand, you know, liquefied natural gas is in great demand by our allies. Why would you do that? Because you understand, we just talked about Ukraine. You understand you're fueling Vladimir Putin's war machine because they got to get their gas from him, you know. And he looks at me stunned with this, and he said, I didn't do that. And I said, Mr. President, you did. It was an executive order, like, you know, 3 weeks ago. And he goes, no, I didn't do that. And he's arguing with me. I said, Mr. President, respectfully, could I go out here and ask your secretary to print it out? We'll read it together. You definitely did that. And he goes, oh, you talk about natural gas. Yes, sir. He said, no, you misunderstand. He said, what I did is I signed this thing to, we're gonna conduct a study on the effects of LNG. I said, no, you're not, sir. You paused it. I know. I have the terminal, the export.
So I thought it would be appropriate, actually Chris and Corey came up with this, to say goodbye to Joe in our own way.
The best way to get something done, if it holds near and dear to you that you like to be able to, anyway, from Charlotte, another line going from in Florida, down to Tampa.
Of Putin's kleptocracy. Yeah.
America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him...
With dealing with everything we have to do with... look, if we finally beat Medicare...
By the way, I'm proud to be, as I said, the first vice president, first black woman, mm-hmm. served with a black president. Mm-hmm. Proud of the first black woman in the Supreme Court.
I want every precinct.
I don't want to get going because I have to keep you here too long because you know all what I'm about to, what I've said, and you know what I've done, and you know what we're doing, and you know what I know what you're doing. But let me close with this. He gave me permission to touch him. Last week, President Harris and I stood in the United States Capitol
for two reasons. One, to
empowering the LGBTQ community, plus community, individual.
But at the end of the day, we've always found ways to come together. We can find that unity again. Then the message said, end of message.
And by the way, you know what? Gotta take care of mommy, right? Yeah, I know. How old are you? 12? 14?
Yeah.
Oh, 4.
United States.
And when I talk to all your folks out in the playground, as I joked, everybody knows I like kids better than people. Fortunately, they're like me. That's why maybe I like them.
And that reminds me, people get old and they die. And you need to go hold a legacy box. Because somebody in your life is going to get old and they're going to die. And you're going to want those pictures and those VHS tapes and those camcorders. You're going to want those digitized. You're going to want those on a thumb drive, on the cloud. You're going to want pictures of mom digitized. Believe me, you are. You're going to want pictures of dad, grandma, grandpa. You're going to want the stuff you have now. The baby book stuff. Wedding day. You are one fire, one flood, one disaster away from that stuff being gone and no one's bringing it back. When you get a hold of Legacy Box, it's good forever because it's digitized. They send you a box. You fill up the box with your hard copies. You send it back to them. They do everything else. Legacy Box will take care of you. Remember, you're not going to have them forever. Trust me, I know. Get started now with Legacy Box. Now. I wish I'd done it 2 or 3 years ago. LegacyBox.com/Jesse saves you 50%, 50. LegacyBox.com/Jesse. All right. Now, I just wanted to say this before I get to headlines I didn't get to. Did I get really bothered by how people talk about animals? And in fact, I think lots of times these people who get hurt when they're trying to take pictures of a buffalo's butt in Yellowstone, I feel like lots of times that's a result of a lot of people pretending they know things about animals they don't. Like, I really hate it when there'll be a show about a fish and they'll be all, and the fish decided he doesn't like his brother anymore, so he swam to a different part of the pond. You have no idea what the fish was thinking. And I'm looking at an article here about penguin divorce rates and that penguins are divorcing. These quacks don't know anything about what penguins are thinking. In fact, penguins have brains the size of a blueberry, all right? They don't have any idea about what anything that's going on except it's really freaking cold out. That's the only thing penguins know about anything, okay? But you know what happens is these stupid scientists, in conjunction with the Disney movies, have convinced generations of people that animals are people. And look at Sally. Her and Susie are good friends. They're good koala bear friends. And look at them. They're probably playing tic-tac-toe. No, they're not. They're eating their poop, okay? They're not doing any of those things at all. It's just a dumb animal. I love animals as much as anyone else. The penguins aren't getting a divorce. The fish aren't mad at each other. Every science show and Disney movie, they're all lying to you. Every one of them, they're lying to you. Please stop believing this.
And now...
here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
No, I'm not okay, Chris. I'm upset. It's the kind of thing that upsets me. And that's exactly why the idiot tourist gets out of his car when he walks through Yellowstone and walks up to a buffalo. Because look at his big eyes. He must be sad. I bet you he's sad because he saw the squirrels and they ran out of nuts. But I'm going to go, hey, Mr. Buffalo, look at how fluffy. Oh, I'm dying now. I can't take it anymore. More native-born Americans are unemployed at the end of Biden's term. Yes, that's because they got elected and they spent 4 years attacking Americans, American citizens, the American job market. Democrats are anti-American, and whenever they take power again, they will use every single minute of it to destroy your country as they raid the Treasury. That's the only headline I wanted to read because that's how I want you to remember these evil scumbags now that we've thrown them out of office. Go celebrate. We'll be back tomorrow to do it again. That's all.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.